Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I'm speaking with Orlando Hernandez. He is the CEO of Victory Marine Holdings. Stock symbol is VMHG. Orlando, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me your platform.
Absolutely. What why don't we start off by, if you can tell us, what does Victory Marine Holdings actually do?
Victory Marine Holdings, as the name says, it's a holding company. Main focus of business right now is a yacht brokerage. We're in a sector where, just as a real estate agent, we have multiple listings, platforms to advertise those listings, and that's our main core business. And diversifying into the boat manufacturing, and also military boat interceptors. And we're also in the process of putting together a company to build aluminum boat trailers that will be called Excalibur Trailers USA. And that's what we're focusing on, mainly 100% on the marine industries.
Okay. So I think the last one you said, you're also making boat trailers, like hauling trailers for hauling boats?
Correct. Custom aluminum trailers. We are in the process of acquiring a warehouse, and we have everything in place, name, trademarks, and so forth. And we should be launching that pretty soon here.
Okay, great. So you're basically you have the brokerage side of the business, and then you have the manufacturing side. So we'll kind of cover all those areas. Now let's start off with the brokerage side. Are you focused on any specific niche of the market? Like, I don't know, whether it's sailboat, powerboat, or size of the boat. Like, what is your niche?
Our niche is powerboat, definitely powerboats. I'd love to add sailboats, but we're on a faster pace here. So powerboats is our niche, about anywhere from 30 to 80 feet. That's what we try to focus on.
And these are what, newer boats?
Newer boats, pre-owned. Asim, Monterey, some features. And bigger, yeah.
Okay. And also, if you can, speak a little bit closer to the mic so we can hear you a little bit better. What's the average, like, what's a typical sale for you? What's the average ticket?
Typical sale, average is about $200,000.
So 200,000, and you make money. You make your money as a percentage of the sale.
Correct. There's a 10% brokerage fee. Locally, we do the sales direct. Sometimes we have to split it. Normally, it's a 50-50 split unless there's a contingency in the deal. But typical is 10% out of the gross sale.
Okay, and how long has the company been doing that the brokerage business?
The brokerage business, right about almost 5 years.
5 years, okay. So what kind of revenues are you generating from that right now?
Right now, we're in about $1 million, give or take. That's something that they've been going through years, expecting to double or triple that in the next year.
Okay, so $1 million, is that's in commission revenues?
Correct.
Okay, so that's, I guess, what, that's roughly $10 million total sales.
Correct.
Okay, and let's. Let me ask you this. It's a very competitive industry. What is it that you're doing that's unique? What is it? What kind of value are you, offering to your customers?
Well, to our customers, we use anywhere from a comprehensive market analysis to we there's, I mean, when you buy a yacht, you do a survey just like you would do in a home. You would do a survey, engine survey, hull survey, and so forth. So one of the things that we do is that we offer a free survey to clients that buy a boat. We credit that, to them at the end of the sale. That have brought a lot of attention and brings us a lot of listings. And we use different platforms to advertise. Yeah, World, Yacht Co., that Pacemaker, Yacht United, through all the social media. We have a Facebook page, Victory Yacht Sales. We have also Instagram, that we have about 25,000 followers there. So we have a pretty good following. And the idea is to, try to get the listing and get rid of the listing within 90 days or so.
Okay.
So that's what we do. We do the photo shows, we do long videos for our clients, we do photo shoots, and, we stage the boat in a way that, it's presentable and appeal to the eye of a potential buyer.
So you give people, so if the buyer, you give, if you, so if you have the listing, you give the buyer a free survey.
Correct.
Okay, that includes what, the whole out of the boat, everything.
Yeah, haul out of the water and everything. You're looking at in a say average of 50 foot cruiser, it end up being about $25, $2,000, somewhere around there.
Right. No, nobody wants to pay that.
No, definitely not.
Okay, so let's talk about you had some recent announcements about pursuing some government contracts with I guess supplying these coastal interceptor vessels. So can you kind of explain what this means? What is it that you're going to be selling, and are you going to be manufacturing this? What's or and what would be the process for winning the government contract? Maybe you can talk a little bit more about this.
This is an industry that was kind of booming in the early mid 2000s. As a matter of fact, we were probably one of the four. I used to be a boat manufacturer, and I used to we used to do subcontract work, and we built probably about 40 boats for Homeland Security through Midnight Express branding. Due to all the geopolitical situation down here, Central, South America, the Caribbean, with the war, Mexico and Venezuela, Cuba, we've seen an influx of immigrants, and the wall being built, the next way to get in would be through the ocean. We see that a lot happening nowadays through the Pacific. But mainly, the Caribbean has always been very active because of Cuba. Now, with the situation in Venezuela, that has increased. And so, yeah, we're targeting that market because there's going to be a need for a lot of assistance out there, trying to intercept all this illegal migration.
Okay.
And as far as Venezuela, hopefully the interim government takes over, and there will be also an opportunity there to guard all the oil rigs and refineries along the coast of Venezuela. So I think it's something that we should pay close attention to.
Okay. And so these interceptors, what what size are these boats?
These boats can be anywhere from 40 to 60 feet. Type of a high performance, center console, high performance type of boats. Of course, all different agencies out there have their own specs, but we're wide open. We've been in this market before, so we can make changes and accommodate any type of specs.
Okay,
And
and how
yes, it
much?
will be. Sorry?
I'm sorry, how much do these sell for?
40, good intersector with a quad outboard, and whatever other specs they would like to add to it. You know, this boat typically is going to be, 500, 600 and above. Any of this boat in the 40 to 50 foot range will be north of $1 million, but typically it's in the 500,000 to 700,000-800,000.
Okay, and what kind of margins are there? What kind of profit margins are there in this type of manufacturing?
Net, somewhere around 25%.
Net?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty decent.
Yeah.
So you could make $100,000 profit per boat that you sell.
Correct.
Okay, and what's going to be the process for winning these contracts? How many boats do you think you can sell, and where are you going to manufacture them?
I mean, the contracts are out there. The government puts out the contracts are competing. It's a process. You have to get the company qualified and bid on the specific specs that they're asking for. Once again, bids are not always who sells the least expensive boat out there. Or in any case, where anything else other said, it goes by all the categories as far as minority, women-owned, Hispanic-owned, and all that. So we have a lot of leverage when it comes to me being Hispanic and being immigrant and so forth. We have a lot of leverage. So, that's one of the things that we going after this type of contract. As far as manufacturing, it depends on the type of job they're looking for and what we're bidding for. It could be here in the U.S., it could be abroad. There's many places that boats can be built nowadays due to all this globalization. We see real big yachts, and we think they're built in the U.S. or they're built in Europe. That is not all correct. A lot of these boats nowadays are getting built in Asia, some in the Middle East, under strict supervision of, U.S. manufacturers or European manufacturers. So
that
is something that...
Would you, be the sort of the general contractor, so to speak, and outsource it to subcontractors to produce?
Correct. Unless it's such a big order that we decide to do ourselves out here in the U.S., but that's not the route that I really want to go. There's good manufacturers that are already at the infrastructure and all the mechanism and all the manpower and so forth. So it'll be a lot easier just to get it done that way.
Okay.
More cost efficient and so forth.
How big is this opportunity that you're going after? Like, what's the how many boats in total do you think you could sell?
Once again, I mean, as far as sale, we can sell as many as we can. As far as commitment and being able to fulfill the contract, we got to be very wise and smart about that. It's not about making 1,000 boats. And plus all these contracts, nobody for 30, 40, plus the option of another 20, 30, and so forth. So as far as building, we can have the capacity of building here because of our knowledge in the industry. I know lots of manufacturers here in the U.S. and abroad. So, as far as production, we can do just like Boeing and just like Airbus. They build a wing here and fuselage over there, and motors come from somewhere else. So the same thing could be done with the boat.
Okay, and I think you touched on briefly that you also are getting looking to get into manufacturing of recreational boats. Is that right?
Correct. We have a couple of LOIs already in place. It should be done any moment now to build a. We're going to start with a 23, a 27, and a 30, kind of a fast boat, coastal boat, and we are also. I have another LOI for offshore fishing, starting at 40 feet, 45, and 54.
Okay.
And that will be on a white label with our Victory brand.
So you see those as like kind of like what are those like niche markets that are not being addressed by other manufacturers right now?
No, that's a niche market that is being addressed by other manufacturers. They just cannot keep up with production. If you go by any 40 foot and above center console nowadays, you probably, depending on the manufacturer and your exact spec of what of the use of the boat, you can expect anywhere from 6 to 18 months wait time. So by manufacturing abroad, we can tap into the waiting list and have even a better value boat, probably 15-20% less than what they're usually selling here in the US.
Okay, and so that's going to be under so the brand name for these boats is Victory.
Correct.
Victory, okay, that's a good name. Now let me ask you this: the recreational boating market, it seems to be doing well now, but it's very sensitive to the economy. So, what are your, what plans do you have in place if the economy turns? And we kind of see a bad market like there was, what is it, from 2007 to maybe 2012 in the boat market, maybe?
Right. I was caught up in that situation once before, and that's one of the main reasons that we will go after sub manufacturing and having someone else take that overhead. It's a big overhead to handle in a downfall. Although by the economy that we have nowadays, the administration we have that's looking to for business everywhere, and the economy is driving and so forth. The experts say that we have a real good 10 years window here of a good market in the boating industry. And if it ever slowed down after those 10 years, once again we won't be in the position that we will have a manufacturing plant and have a dozen of employees and have to cut down. So that's one of the main reasons we are going out and outsourcing this manufacturing.
Okay, and Orlando, can you tell us, give us just a quick overview of your background and some of the other key members of the team?
Sure. Well, my name is Orlando Hernandez. I've been in the boating industry for 29 years now. I started with sales, selling high performance boats, cigarettes, scarabs, and Worldcraft. From there, in 95, I went to build my own line of boats, and we did that until right about 2008. We built the Latitude powerboat brand, the Navigator powerboat brands, and we did a lot of subcontract work for Midnight Express. We built almost 200 boats for Midnight Express, including the 40 boats for Homeland Security. We built boats for Apache Power Boats back in the days. We built a couple of cigarette boats at our shop. We built also New Tech. So in the manufacturing aspect, very knowledgeable in the boating industry. Also, 29 years Even if you don't want to learn, you learn something. So that's my background. The rest of the crew, they're seasoned boaters, and they've been in the industry too. You know, the least, the youngest guy in the industry has probably about 7 years, mainly in sales. So that's where we at. We know this industry pretty good. We're in a good place here in South Florida. When everybody's getting snow, we have a nice 80 degrees and sun out here. So it's the boating capital of the world down here.
Right. So, Orlando, what's your vision for the company over the next 2-3 years?
The vision is to establish ourselves. Brokerage will always be, will always be there. Establish ourselves as a branded custom boat manufacturer, and also on the trailer side, like to see that taking off. That could be a business that can generate anywhere between, $5-10 million in sales every year. And in the boat manufacturing, everything goes as planned, and we can execute our business plan. It's like limitless. It could be in 3 years, it could be easily the $50-60 million.
So you think you could be doing, you said $50 or $60 million in sales?
Yeah.
2 years from now, 3 years from now?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are your capital needs going forward? Are you looking to raise capital in the near future?
Yeah, we would like to raise capital to execute some of this plan. We're doing that through a Reg A offering. I believe that's the healthiest way to raise any capital. It's very controlled as far as pricing, and doesn't bring the dilution to the company shares or stock. On the other hand, if you understand the Reg A, is not like debt corporation or anything like that. That can bring a lot of dilution. So I believe that's the healthiest way to do it. Be very focused on shareholder value, and we would like to keep our shareholders for a long time to come. And as a matter of fact, we would like to also create some type of program once we start building the boats that we want to build for retail sales, and be able to have a shareholder stay at least a couple of times a year, that they can come and be to all the boats and have fun and go out with the crew.
Yeah, maybe they'll buy some boats too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, who wouldn't want to own something that has value and make the money?
Exactly. So how much are you planning to raise with this Reg A offering?
The Reg A offering right now costs for, I believe, $5 million. On the short term here, we're looking to raise somewhere between $500 and $1 million in the short term, which that should be, shouldn't be hard to do.
Okay. So let's recap here. What are the key milestones coming up over the next 12 months that investors can look forward to?
Key milestone is get our company registered with GSA and for this government contract. The next thing is having the LOI signed by these two companies that we have search in depth to manufacture our boat, or brand our boat. And getting orders and having the first boat here for the Florida boat show at the end of the year, between October and November, so we can get going with our sales.
Okay, so my last question is going to be, in your opinion, what are the key value drivers investors should take into account when considering your stock. So let's say, top three reasons investors should buy your stock today.
Well, today it has a very low price per share. Very valuable at this point on a company that's moving forward in this heated market. It's a very hot market right now for the folks. On the other hand, you have a crew that's very experienced in this sector, a crew that's all they've been doing all their life, and that is all they're going to be doing probably for the rest of their life. So the commitment is there. We're not going anywhere. We have always, stayed in this district, and I believe that brings a lot of value also to, to being a shareholder of Victory Marine Holdings.
Okay.
It's not like a CEO is somebody hired from outside. The CEO, it's me. It's me. The company is me. So I will make it work. I'm available. That goes 24/7. I have shareholders contact me all times of the day, and I always answer my phone. I try to be there, and God, I'll call back. So that. All those things bring a lot of value to the shareholders and the company.
Excellent. Well, on that note, Orlando, I want to thank you, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you in the months ahead.
I appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully we can do one soon here coming up with better news and with all the things that we have envisioned. For the company and our shareholders.
Thank you.